Now that's deliciously different.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time. Offer not valid in Alaska and Hawaii.
Vikings fans, did you turn the game off early? 319-366-1600.
You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, studio.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show.
Three receivers right, Thielen left. Marshawn Lattimore 12 yards from Adam. Case on a deep drop, steps up in the pocket. He'll fire to the right side, caught by Diggs. Stay up!
Oh my God,
loose!
Oh my God!
At the 30!
No!
10!
Touchdown!
Are you kidding me? It's a Minneapolis miracle! Stephon Diggs and the Minnesota Vikings have walked off on the New Orleans Saints. It's a 61-yard Minneapolis miracle.
Whoa, Nelly!
And that's how we bring you in on a Monday. Can't think of a better way to start off a week than to tip a cap toward the legendary Keith Jackson. And a tough one over the weekend. We lost a couple greats, Keith Jackson and legendary Major League Baseball umpire Doug Harvey. But Vikings fans, it looked like you were headed for a Vikings finish, didn't it? And then Stephon Diggs. Much as he had a great game against Iowa way back in 2014. Hawkeye fans will remember that. Stephon Diggs, the hero. He'll never have to buy another drink in the Twin Cities again. All of that good stuff. Welcome in. Todd Brommelkamp alongside Alex Kuhn. With you till 7 o'clock tonight. Our producer, Kyle Mann, waiting to hear from you on the other side of the glass. 319-366-1600. That doubles as the Hurtine and Stocker text line as well. Hurtine and Stocker, located on the Ped Mall in Iowa City, 101 South Dubuque Street. Stop on in and congratulate members of the Dickens family on 70 years in business. Great show lined up for you today. The Monday usual cast of characters with one notable addition, John Walters, play-by-play voice of the Cyclones, coming up with us at the bottom of the hour. Iowa State and UNI following Iowa's lead and breaking into the conference win column. The Cyclones getting a 10-point win over Baylor over the weekend. Mac McCausland will be with us at 5 o'clock. Have the Hawkeyes turned the corner after their victory over Illinois last week? And our special guest today at 5:30, joining us on his birthday, he'll be in Cedar Rapids 48 hours from now for the Minnesota Twins Winter Caravan Stop and the Cedar Rapids Colonel's Hot Stove Banquet. Minnesota Twins catcher Mitch Garver, 5:30. You're not going to want to miss it. Plenty more NFL talk. We got a big, big baseball trade going down today with Andrew McCutchen headed west to the San Francisco Giants. Plenty to get to, but Vikings fans, let's talk. Because it seems like any time we've tried to talk about the NFL in the last couple weeks, nobody's wanted to say anything. But the Vikings fans were more than game. And so, and if you've listened to the program in the last week, you know that ever since, what was it, last Monday or Tuesday, I've been a Vikings fan. I said I'm hopping on the bandwagon.
Skull.
I'm skull. Give me the horn. I'll blow the horn right now. I said I'm hopping on the bandwagon. This franchise is, and now I know if you're out there and you've listened to the program, wait a minute, this guy is a cheesehead. This guy's a Packers fan. What the hell is he talking about? I noted the parallels between the Minnesota Vikings, putrid, terrible, embarrassing run of failure throughout the NFL and the playoffs and their history, and I drew a parallel to the Cubs. And so the Packers were out of it. They've been out of it. They're probably going to be out of it in the future now with this Aaron Rodgers, Danica Patrick thing, but I won't go there. So I said, I can put rivalry aside, and the inner Cubs fan in me can identify with the loserdom of being a Vikings fan. And so I've been on board for about a week, and you guys have been very welcoming to me, and it's been fantastic. And I thought I got kicked in the balls yesterday as well. I was like, well, this is, I've been a Vikings fan for a week, and I find out what it feels like to be one. And then, as they're calling it, the Minneapolis Miracle. Case Keenum to Stephon Diggs. Great defense on that final play by New Orleans. And your matchups are set. You got New England taking on Jacksonville, as we all predicted. And then, again, as we all predicted, Philadelphia without Carson Wentz getting to the NFC Championship game to face the Vikings. The Vikings have to go on the road to face Philadelphia, the underdog. The underdog Eagles, where, I don't, was it Kyle Long who had the dog mask on?
Chris Long.
I get my Longs confused. This is a true story. Of all places, TMZ reporting this earlier today. The city of Philadelphia has a shortage on dog masks. Did you see that?
I did.
The city of Philadelphia, Amazon, as I think as he said, he got his on Amazon. The city of Philadelphia has bought up all the dog masks. So you're going to see this game next weekend, and you're going to think that it's Cleveland and the dog pound, because there's probably going to be thousands of people at Lincoln Financial Field wearing kind of creepy looking dog. His was, a German Shepherd. Thousands of people in dog masks. And you got the Vikings, and that was Paul Allen, by the way, on the Vikings Radio Network when we brought the show on today. I always want to make sure we give credit to where the audio is from. If you're familiar with PA, you know that he is exuberant, to say the least. Paul Allen said he had the forecast already for Philadelphia next week, 48 and drizzle, and we're bringing a purple rain. That was the remainder of the call there. I didn't want to play too much of it because, you know, legal mumbo jumbo and whatnot. But I want to know if there's any Vikings fan out there that the way that the game played out, when the Saints took the lead, were there any Vikings fans that thought this was going to be another Vikings miserable moment and you shut the game off? 319-366-1600. I want to know if there's any Minnesota Vikings fan out there that gave up on their team because history told them there was no way the Vikings were going to win that game. You've got to, somebody had
there
to.
It has to be. My Vikings fans that did that.
Now, I will say this. I did not watch the game. That's how big of a Vikings fan I am. I was headed to another engagement yesterday, and so I was driving east and listening on the HD feed. Is it HD3, HD4? It's my radio station. I should know. And so I was listening to the Westwood One call of the game, and the Vikings were up 17-0 when I got to the event that I was at yesterday. And I was standing there, and I was chatting with a friend of mine, and another friend came up and was sort of giving the first friend a hard time about his Vikings. And, man, you guys, they're rolling. And Paul, who's the Vikings fan, says, "What are you talking about, man?" And I think at that time it was 21-20, or I can't remember the exact score. And we're both standing there dumbfounded. I was like, you're kidding me, right? It was 17-0 when I lost the feed on the way over here. He goes, "No, man, they're doing it again." And he could just see the look at his face. And I was like, "Oh, man, this is terrible." And when we're having this conversation, it's late in the game, and I had my phone on me, and I'm keeping tabs while I'm listening to the speakers. I was at another baseball hot stove event yesterday with Seattle Mariners general manager Jerry DePoto, who may or may not still be speaking, and all of a sudden you could tell something happens because people just post one word responses on Twitter. "Unbelievable. Did that just happen? Amazing. This and that." And I was like, okay, either they got kicked square between the legs or they somehow managed to pull it off, and then it didn't take long for video to start surfacing. But Vikings fans, you got one more win, and then it's home cooking for the Super Bowl. Now, which Super Bowl matchup do you folks want to see? That's our Emil's Hideaway poll question today, kgymradio.com. We give you all four options. You know NBC wants to see New England, and I think NBC probably wants to see the Vikings. because of the storyline there. First time in 52 years that a home team would be playing in the Super Bowl. That's made for TV, is it not? But you can vote. Let us know what you think, which matchup you would like to see. Let's head to the phone lines, though. You guys can follow along, 319-366-1600. But Mike from Cedar Rapids is going to lead off for us. Mike, I assume, given Kyle's notes here, that you're a Vikings fan.
Skol, baby.
All right.
It's redemption time. It's redemption time for all of us Vikings fans. We never turn the TV off, even to the very end of the game. And this was our miracle. It's our year. The Super Bowl's coming home in Minnesota, and we're going to win it.
Okay, Mike. What were you thinking when the Saints took the lead?
Well, you just hope for a miracle in case the gunslinger Keenum brought it home.
not a sliver of doubt. Here we go again.
You know, you pray, you get down on your knees to the good Lord, and you hope that the miracles happen. The Red Sea's part, and it happened today, or yesterday.
Okay, I don't know. Alex, do you believe Mike?
Well, no, I don't think a sliver of doubt. Well, I don't know if Mike ever denied the fact that there was no sliver of doubt. He just said, well, he didn't really respond. Well, we just sort of got on our knees and prayed. This was one of the bigger meltdowns in Vikings history in that third and the second half and into the fourth quarter. I mean, there were several plays where they could have ended the game. There was a 4th and 10 that the Saints converted before that final field goal. No team had ever, or there had been one team that ever blew a 17 or more point lead in the playoffs, and it was the Atlanta Falcons last year. This game, if the Vikings lose it, I just thought would have been devastating for that fan base, and I don't know how they would have recovered from blowing a 17-point lead and all the opportunities that they had, and Case Keenum threw a terrible interception that let the New Orleans Saints right back in the game. And it just seemed like all the years of the bad luck over and over and over again all changed on one play. They go from one of the worst losses in the string of terrible losses in the playoffs by the Minnesota Vikings to the Minnesota Miracle erasing all of that. And I always say whenever a team for years and years and years struggles in the playoffs, whether it's the Cubs or the Cleveland Cavaliers or other teams that are quote-unquote cursed, it takes some kind of crazy circumstance, like the Boston Red Sox, throw them in there as well, to change that. The Red Sox came back from down 3-0. The Cubs and the Cavaliers came back from down 3-1. But this, for the Minnesota Vikings, I thought topped it all. There has never been a game in the playoffs that was ended on a walk-off touchdown until yesterday.
Great moments in gambling history. I rode the Red Sox for that 4-game winning streak in that series. I said, I might put a little money on them. And then rolled it over and rolled it over, rolled it over. Pat Shurmur, by the way, Vikings offensive coordinator, sounds as if he is set to be the next head coach of the New York Giants. That's interesting. Obviously, from a couple angles. One, how does it affect the Vikings, the distraction moving forward? And two, Bill Belichick was said to have been eyeing the New York Giants job, and it certainly sounds as if his coordinators are going to be taking new jobs. Josh McDaniels is either going to be the Indianapolis Colts head coach or Tennessee Titans new coach. They parted ways with Mike Mularkey. And Matt Patricia, the defensive coordinator, old Blackbeard himself on the sidelines with the number 2 pencil, the former rocket scientist, is said to be the next head coach in waiting with the Detroit Lions. So plenty of intrigue there with the NFL coaching hires. And let's go up to the phone lines here. Sonny in Iowa City wants to join the conversation. Sonny, what's up?
How's it going, guys? If this was indeed a miracle handed down by the hand of God, then it was less God picking up the ball and placing it into Diggs' hands as much as it was God flicking the defender forward and out of the way to make the quite obvious tackle. I feel so bad for that guy, and I 100% understand the logic behind do not get a pass interference call. I mean, that had to have been what that guy was thinking. It was like, oh, my God, I'm too close. I'm going to hit this guy before the ball comes here. And he tried to make an athletic move to get out of the way for the pass interference, and it ended up going catastrophically wrong. But, man, that play should never have happened for so many reasons. But I don't know. I mean, I think that you're absolutely right that for teams to overcome a hump like this, it takes some sort of just ridiculous event for them to emotionally believe that they are the chosen team. They're a team of destiny, and this very well may be the Vikings' year, because there's no more destiny type inspiring event than something like that. That just was, it was just absolutely ridiculous.
Great hearing from you as always, Sonny. 4702 on the Hurtine and Stocker text line says a real fan would never turn the game off early. Look, one of the things that I remember most about the Capital One Bowl in 2004, 2005, 2005 Capital One Bowl, 2004 season, is LSU taking the lead and scores of black and gold clad fans heading for the parking lot. So, real fan me all you want, but I guarantee you somewhere on God's green earth between Portland, Oregon, and Portland, Maine, there was a Vikings fan that grabbed the clicker and said, I've seen this play before, and turned the TV off. Their fault if they missed it, but given everything that that fan base has suffered through, and we've been over it a number of times, four Super Bowl losses, Gary Anderson, Brett Favre's interception against that same New Orleans team, I know I'm missing probably half a dozen other moments, but you'll have to forgive me. I just hopped on the bandwagon a week ago, and my Vikings encyclopedia hasn't shown up from Amazon yet, but I kind of have I know just enough to be dangerous about the troubles that the Vikings have had over the years. I know that fan base. I know it fairly well, as a matter of fact, being a follower of another team in the division. That sense of dread, that doom, that second half, they looked like they were giving that game away to New Orleans on a silver platter. And then in just a couple seconds, redemption. 319-366-1600. We'll talk with John Walters coming up bottom of the hour in just a little bit. Cyclone, speaking of redemption, maybe they've turned the corner. 75-65 win over Baylor. Let's go to Chad in Cedar Rapids here really quick before we need to get out. Chad, what's up?
Yeah, hey, I'm that Vikings fan that you were talking about that shut it all off before the game was over.
You did?
I did. I just couldn't stand to watch New Orleans celebrate on our field. And like you said, I've seen it before. I've seen how that game, how that plays out, and I just couldn't take it.
Okay, so how'd you find out?
Okay, so I shut the TV off, I shut my phone off, because I didn't want to get all the texts saying, you know, I'm so sorry, blah, blah, blah. So I was in the bedroom with my wife, and we were watching TV, and I got my tablet out, and I went into Google for whatever reason, and they always have scores and news and stuff, and I saw 29-24, and I said a few expletives and told my wife they won.
And you're never turning another Vikings game off again, are you?
I will not make that mistake again, no.
Well, Chad, we appreciate you owning up to that. See, we found somebody. I knew there was a Vikings fan out there.
There's more than just Chad, too.
And by the way, a very, very expensive decision to kneel down on the extra point, which, by the way, and I know the NFL, it's in the rules. You drag the Saints out of the locker room. They've just had their hearts ripped out. And the spread, many people in Las Vegas and around the globe had it at 5.5. And the Vikings, instead of kicking the extra point, choose to kneel down. 5-point final spread. Hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars in the balance there. And I know there's a video online. It looked like the MGM sportsbook in Las Vegas of the final play, whether they would kick the field goal, the extra point, or kneel down. And you see people celebrating, and then you see people just completely dejected. Do we have time for Mark? Let's go to Mark in Iowa City. Mark, what's up?
Hey, quickly on proper defensive back tackling technique. And I'm a Browns fan, by the way, so I've been heartbroken many times. You got to gather your feet, and you got to be facing sideline in, and you stop there because you make that tackle, and that game's over. So, I mean, I appreciate that rookie owned what he did incorrectly, but that's defensive back 101.
Yeah, and that was to me one of the more redeeming things about the post aftermath of the game is the fact that this kid, he's a rookie, dries his eyes. Very clearly emotional, and faces the media, didn't run and hide. And if you haven't seen it, the fans in New Orleans turned out in droves at the airport to welcome that team home. I mean, I've always thought the Saints fan base was awesome, but to see them, they've got signs and they're supporting him and the rest of the team, I thought that was great. Doesn't change the fact that their season is over. But I did think there's a very famous play in baseball history, Merkel's Boner. Fred Merkel played for the New York Giants, among others. You'll know, many of you will know Merkel's as a bar in Wrigleyville near Wrigley Field. That's his epitaph. When he died, it was the first paragraph. Bill Buckner. When he dies, do you think it's the lead paragraph to his obituary is going to be his batting titles and the things that he did good in his career? No. 319-366-1600. Mentality, lowtusa.com, a website to check out if you are feeling like you're suffering from the effects of low testosterone. When guys start hitting the age of 40, their testosterone levels start to dip, some drastically. And if that's the case, it can lead to a number of things. Memory loss, loss of libido, start carrying some extra weight around your midsection. Basically, a lot of things that are going to cause your quality of life to suffer. Well, Mentality is a local men's health clinic in North Liberty that can help turn things around for you if you feel like you are suffering from the effects of low testosterone. All you need to do is check out their website, lowtusa.com. You can make an appointment. They'd be glad to see you. It's a simple blood test. If you don't have low testosterone, they send you on your way. And if you do, chances are insurance is going to cover your visit and your treatment. Board-certified physicians, everything above board, lowtusa.com and Mentality. We'll step aside and take a quick break. We come back, we'll have a big board update for you. And then John Walters, play-by-play voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, set to join us on Monday as well. Back with more after this.
A piece of cake, a Sunday morning, ABC. Those are easy. So is earning the Powerade and ATM refunds with Power Checking at Midwest One Bank. 9 out of 10 new users of Power Checking say they recommend it because it's easy to qualify and easy to use. Don't settle for free checking when you can earn the Powerade with Power Checking at Midwest One. Open your account at MidwestOne.com today. Qualifications apply. Maximum $15 in ATM fee refunds per qualification cycle. Member FDIC.
Your life requires a lot of energy because you're always on the move. Well, nobody understands energy better than Linn County REC. That's why they offer you the Smart Hub app. This cool tool makes it super snappy to pay your bill, see your billing and energy use, get alerts, even report an outage. So no matter where you are, you can manage your account in a tap or two. Get the Smart Hub app in the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store. Download it, select Linn County REC as your electric provider, and log in with the same username and password you use at LinnCountyREC.com. Once it's on your phone, it keeps up with you. So, say you realize your bill needs to be paid ASAP. It's okay. Just tap Pay Now on the Linn County REC Smart Hub app, and you're good. Oh, and if the power goes out, you can report it right there on the app, too. See how easy that is? The Linn County REC Smart Hub app. Another one of the nifty little benefits of membership with Linn County Rural Electric Cooperative.
429, welcome back in. The Todd Brommelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn and our producer Kyle Mann, with you for the next 2.5 hours, taking you up till 7 o'clock tonight. You guys know the drill probably. It's Monday, Cyclone courtside show on the way for you, 1600 AM. We'll have the host of that program, John Walters, with us in just a few minutes. But before we can get to John, we got to get to Kyle's first Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Player of the Week honors. Lots to get to. Here's Kyle.
The Iowa State men got their first conference victory hosting Baylor on Saturday, 75-65. They were led again by star freshman Lindell Wigginton with 30 points at right around 50% from the floor. Nick Weiler-Babb had 15 points, 10 assists, and 7 rebounds. And Solomon Young had an 11-point, 12-rebound double-double. They're now 1-4 in the Big 12 and will travel to TCU on Wednesday. The UNI men also got their first conference victory over Valparaiso, 81-76. Tywan Pickford was a perfect 6-for-6 from the floor, including 4-of-4 from distance for 23 points. And Austin Fife also had 20 points with 8 rebounds. They've got the MVC-leading Drake Bulldogs at home tomorrow. The Iowa women got tripped up by Purdue at home on Saturday, 76-70, dropping them to 15-3. But that's not to say the Hawkeyes didn't get another stellar performance from Megan Gustafson. She had a career-high 37 points with 14 rebounds and tied a program record with 17 made field goals. That performance earned her yet another Big Ten Player of the Week award, her sixth of the season, which also ties a Big Ten record. She still leads the nation with 17 double-doubles and in field goals made. We had some good wrestling action over the weekend, so I've got to include that the 7-ranked Iowa beat number 3 Oklahoma State by claiming 6 of 10 bouts, 5 by decision, and a tech fall for Brandon Sorensen. Freshman Spencer Lee was among those to win by decision.
Yeah, Lindell Wigginton, heck of a performance. Big 12 newcomer of the week. Tywan Pickford, newcomer of the week in the Missouri Valley. You got Joel Lanning as one of the finalists for the Lombardi Award. Lots going on over the weekend in the sporting world, and plenty of Cyclone news to talk with John Walters about when he joins us next. Stick around.
This bottom of the hour sports beat is brought to you by Linder Tire Service, right on their reputation for integrity and outstanding personal service. Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty and Grinnell.
4 points of contact. That's all you get with the road. And the pavement really doesn't care if it's wet, snowy, slick, or icy. So when it's time to choose those crucial new tires, get help from the people whose guiding principle has been safe travels on quality tires for 3 generations. Linder Tire Service. They know tires, and they understand exactly what your vehicle needs on wintry Iowa drives. Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell. Ride on their reputation for integrity and excellent service. LinderTire.com.
ESPN Radio Sports Beat. From Charlotte, here's Dari Noka.
Fan investment and involvement, connection between team and those in the stands, drama, imperfections on the field, the likelihood of seeing something we've never seen before. In my opinion, all of those things give college football the nod over the NFL. My opinion. But what we witnessed in Minnesota yesterday was wild, as wild, unpredictable, unforgettable as anything we could see at any level of football. Case Keenum to Stephon Diggs, the tackle whiffed by a Saints rookie, the touchdown when all they needed was a field goal, the mayhem, hysteria, the emotions on both sides. Keenum leading the skull chant while everybody tried to understand why Saints players had to be dragged back onto the field for a useless extra point. Man, it was awesome. It was college-like, goosebump-inducing, how did that happen asking, NFL drama like, frankly, I've never seen. Double overtime at the Rose Bowl, overtime at the national championship game, and then the Minnesota Miracle? I'll take it. Cannot wait for Sunday. In 60 seconds, goodbye, greatest of all time.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
AutoZone presents the oil change. Regular oil changes protect your engine from wear and tear, helping your car roll well beyond the 100,000 mile mark. Right now, save on 5 quarts of Valvoline Advanced Synthetic or Full Synthetic High Mileage and an STP Max Life filter for $29.99 or upgrade to a K&N filter for $3 more. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
89 years of life is a great run. He wasn't going to live forever, but it was hard not to be sad Saturday morning when news hit that Keith Jackson had passed away. We often use the phrase greatest of all time, but when it comes to anything that has to do with sports, there are very few that I think are truly unmatched. Wayne Gretzky is one. I still believe Michael Jordan is another, and Keith Jackson is too. I'll never forget being a kid watching ABC when Oklahoma and Nebraska were set to kick. Oh, we get Keith Jackson on the call? Yes! From Whoa Nelly to Fumble, he was and still is unmatched. He looked like and sounded like my grandfather. And I always thought that if I ever saw Keith in person, I would just want to give him a hug. Weird, maybe, but true. Thank you, Keith Jackson, for helping me and millions of others become huge fans of college football. With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Dari Noka.
Each week, KGYM recognizes a local sports team for the win in the community. The Metro Spotlight is brought to you by Carpenters Union, Local 308 in Cedar Rapids and Local 1260 in Iowa City.
Howdy, folks. I'm Colonel Sanders. When I told folks my signature KFC pot pie was filled with delicious Kentucky Fried Chicken, veggies, and topped in a golden flaky crust and only cost $3.99, they said I was crazy. And maybe I was, because that was 1980, and $3.99 was a lot of money back then. But today, getting a meal that size for just $3.99 is a really great deal. So stop into a KFC and get yourself a pot pie. It's finger-licking good. At participating KFCs for a limited time. Prices may vary. Tax extra.
AutoZone presents the oil change. Regular oil changes protect your engine from wear and tear, helping your car roll well beyond the 100,000-mile mark. Right now, save on 5 quarts of Valvoline Advanced Synthetic or Full Synthetic High Mileage and an STP Max Life filter for $29.99 or upgrade to a K&N filter for $3 more. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
4:36, welcome back in. We've been so busy today, I didn't even get a chance to tell you. We've got 4 tickets to World Championship Ice Racing at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena. We're going to give away before 7 o'clock tonight. How'd you like to check that out and watch these bikes go from 0 to 60 in 3 seconds on ice? I'm intrigued. Got those tickets for you coming up again in the next 2 hours or so. That's January 27th, by the way, later this month. At the Ice Arena. You can get more details by going to our website, kgymradio.com. Excellent segment there with Dari Noka. We bring John Walters, the play-by-play voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, on. His appearance is on Monday, sponsored by Craig Adamson, a True Wealth Stewardship partner. And John, did you ever get a chance to meet Keith Jackson?
Not in person. No, I didn't. Certainly admired him tremendously. And you know, as I said, he makes college football fun. That's what I always loved about him, is he had a great colorful personality and made it fun and really grew, I think, the number of people who enjoyed college football and wouldn't miss a game when he was calling it. And without overwhelming the game and becoming bigger than the game, he just had a great way of telling the story and in a folksy way, and it just, I think people loved it, you know, and I know I did. And that was one of my all-time favorites. It's really hard to see him go.
Yeah, he had a line about the Rose Bowl speaking to you. And 2 years ago when I was out there and I was walking around before Iowa got its teeth kicked in by Stanford, I think he was right. You could just feel and sense the history. And part of that history was his voice, too, sort of, you say college football, and to a lot of people of a certain generation, his name comes to mind. I heard you say something about fun, and winning is fun, and that's something that Iowa State finally was able to do in Big 12 play over the weekend against Baylor. Had to have felt good to get that first one out of the way.
Yeah, no doubt, especially to, you know, close out a close game, because that's what you're going to have a million of in this conference this year, is just games that come down to the wire, and can you be the team that makes 3 or 4 more plays than the other team and finds a way to win it in those final 3 minutes? And this time it was Iowa State that did that. That was a big step forward for these guys, I think, because they were in the same situation. You know, they were in a tight game, 6 or 7 minutes to go. And in that final, the under 8 timeout, from that point forward, I believe Iowa State shot 7 of 11 from the floor and Baylor shot 2 of 13. So the Cyclones found a way to be the team to make those plays down the stretch, and I think that's really, really going to help them going forward when they get in those situations again.
John, I've really been impressed every time I've seen him play with Cameron Lard, and he's moved into a starting position for the Cyclones. And Steve Prohm said that he's just scratching the surface of what he can be. How good do you think he can be, and does his development kind of become an X factor for this team, not only this year, but moving forward?
Yeah, I think literally the sky's the limit for this guy. I mean, you know, you watch him, and he's raw, but at the same time, he's instinctive. You know, I mean, he makes a lot of really good plays, good decisions, defensive instincts, you know, knowing when to jump, where to jump to block a shot, some great steals. I think back to the game against UNI where he anticipated an inbounds pass and went right around Bennett Cook and got to the spot quicker than he could and intercepted and went the distance for a layup that really kind of turned that game. And those little things that are really more basketball instincts, and he has that. And on top of that, he's very active, plays really hard, and is really bouncy. You know, I mean, you'll see him get putbacks on his own misses or on somebody else's misses, and that second jump is just really quick for him. So, a terrific athlete, I think a tremendous future in the game. And, you know, for him, he really is just at the very beginning of his career. I mean, he's only played a handful of games. He didn't play last year at all. He hardly played the year before that. So, I mean, think about that layoff and how difficult it would be. And here he is cranking out double-doubles just about every night. And so I'm really excited about where he can go. I think for him, a big part of this, you know, recently is that he and Solomon Young now have been in the starting lineup for a few games together. They're learning to play more together, which is, you know, a little bit of another layer of getting used to playing, because at the beginning of the season, it was one or the other. Rarely were they both on the floor at the same time. Now they're learning to play on the floor at the same time, and I think that's been beneficial for both of them, but it takes a little while to digest. And so I think the growth will continue. I think you'll see Cameron continue to get better as this season goes on, and I think he'll be an absolute force in the Big 12 next year.
John Walters, the play-by-play voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, joining us on a Monday. So the question is, how do the Cyclones take that win over Baylor and use it to build off of?
Well, it's they've got to keep doing the things that they do well as they can. You know, and Coach Prohm talked about that today, that, you know, as good as TCU is and everything that they do, Iowa State just has to do the things they do well and look in a mirror and figure out a way to do that. And it's going to be tough. They're going to face another couple of ranked teams this week. It's not going to get any easier as you go forward with the schedule. I think I was looking a few minutes ago, there's 14 games remaining on Iowa State's schedule. 10 of those teams are in the AP top 25. So there's going to be challenges everywhere you turn. And these guys are just going to have to continue to raise their own level, because the rest of the league's not going to come down to them. They're going to have to raise up to them. And so I think those opportunities are there. I think you're seeing this team get better and better. I think you've seen Coach Prohm's teams in his time at Iowa State, and even going back to his time at Murray State, really when the calendar turns to February is when his teams really seem to hit all cylinders. And I don't think this team has done that yet. I think they're getting close, but I don't think they've played to their max potential yet. And when you look at Lindell Wigginton and Donovan Jackson and Nick Weiler-Babb, they've all had great games. There hasn't been too many games where all three have been on at the same time. If they can get to a point where those three are pretty consistently all on at the same time, you throw in Cameron Lard and Solomon Young and what they can do and some guys making some contributions off the bench, then you start to get really excited about where this team could go. With those 10 ranked teams on the schedule, there's tons of opportunities out there for great, great wins that can really enhance your resume. And so, you know, this is an important week for Iowa State. They're 1-4 in league play going into it. I mean, if you could find a way to win two, all of a sudden you start thinking about a lot different perspective on the season than you had going into this week. I'm not saying that'll be easy by any stretch, but that's what's great about these opponents, is you give yourself great opportunities to really enhance what you're doing, and that's what's out there for Iowa State this week.
John, let's talk about the teams that Iowa State will be playing this week. TCU, they got off to a little bit of a slow start in Big 12 play, but they've been in every game. They were in the top 25. Texas Tech beat West Virginia on Saturday. They're flirting with a top five ranking in the AP poll. What has Jamie Dixon and Chris Beard done to turn these programs around real as quickly as they have, especially Jamie Dixon coming into a situation where there was no tradition at all as far as basketball goes at TCU?
Yeah, it's amazing. It really is amazing what both those guys have done. And you look at some of these great coaching jobs that are being done around the league. There's a lot of really good coaches in this conference. And, you know, Jamie Dixon, a TCU alum, you know, had a great career at Pittsburgh, but wanted to come back home and see if he could resurrect that TCU program. And I think some of the pieces were in place in terms of guys that had been in the program for a little while. They hadn't had the success, but he did take over a pretty experienced team and then added nice pieces to that mix. And they've become really, really good. And they, at the same time, renovated their arena, tried to make it a more fun thing to do, to go to a TCU basketball game for the people of Fort Worth. And now they're drawing great crowds, and it's become a really tough place to play. Getting Jalen Fisher was a big-time recruit. Right after Dixon got the job, he landed Jalen Fisher, who was a top 50 player, who's very quick, very athletic, and brings a lot of leadership to the table. But it's just really been impressive what he's done, and they're a really good offensive basketball team. I just think he's a great coach. I mean, I think he has a tremendous system, gives those guys some freedom offensively. They're sound defensively as well, and they're just very, very well coached. And Chris Beard, I've admired what he's done, even going back to Arkansas Little Rock. You know, I mean, he's just a guy that maximizes teams' potentials. And Iowa State ran into him when he was at Little Rock, and then obviously taking over at Texas Tech, he's done a tremendous job. And same thing there. I mean, a lot of the pieces were in place in terms of those players. If you look at those guys on that roster, a lot of them were there before Chris Beard got there, and he's just made them better and then added pieces around them. But I've just been extremely impressed because neither one of those places was drawing particularly well. Now they've become really fun home environments, I think, for their fans, and it's part of trying to get competitive in this conference. For those two coaches to do that this quickly in this league is really something you got to tip your hat to.
So let's talk about this matchup on Wednesday for just a second. You highlighted Jalen Fisher and the TCU Horned Frogs, but this is a team averaging just about 88 points per game. What makes them so difficult to defend?
Well, I watched their game with Oklahoma the other day, and you know they lose in overtime. They've lost twice to Oklahoma. They've lost to Kansas. I mean, their 1-4 record in the Big 12 is really, really deceiving. They're still a ranked team, and then that gives you a pretty good idea of the kind of respect that they've earned for the way they've played basically all year. But Brodziansky is a load inside to deal with. He's a very active, athletic player. Solomon Young is going to have to try to be physical with him and keep him out of the paint, keep him from getting the ball in places where he can be really effective. But they're just a really across-the-board good team. They don't just depend on one guy. Desmond Bain's a really good shooter. I think statistically the best three-point shooter in the Big 12 Conference. He's a wing player who, you know, came off the bench the other day. J.U. Miller continues to improve. Robinson's a very athletic guard. They've got a lot of pieces, and they've added some new guys that are exciting players as well. They're just a good, complete team offensively and defensively. And you're going to have to find a way to execute against them. I mean, I think that's the biggest thing for Iowa State. They've got to find a way to be as efficient as they were in those final 7 minutes against Baylor for an even longer stretch against TCU on the road to have a chance to win this game on Wednesday.
John, who's with you on the courtside show tonight?
Steve Rome's leading it off, and then we're going to have Bill Fenley along. So hope everybody will give us a call. And or tweet at us with hashtag SciCall. We'd love to hear from you.
All right. Wednesday night, Iowa State, TCU. We'll have it right here on 1600 AM, and we'll have the courtside show as well tonight. We appreciate it as always, John. Thanks for the time.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate
John Walters, play-by-play voice of the Iowa State Cyclones. His appearances on Mondays, sponsored by Craig Adamson, a True Wealth Stewardship Partner, Lindell Wigginton, 30 points and newcomer of the week honors in the Big 12, creeping up on freshman scoring records. And you start to look at some of the names, Curtis Stinson, a couple of the other names that he's in rarefied air among newcomers to the Cyclones. And I think the question Iowa State, Iowa, and UNI all face after picking up their first conference wins is, can they build off those and turn things around in the back half of their respective conference schedules? And for Iowa State, easier said than done. John referenced it earlier. I did see Chris Williams of CycloneFanatic.com make the same point. 14 games remaining for Iowa State. 10 of those 14 games, if they were played today, would be against teams inside the AP Top 25. That's a tough road to go down, especially when you dug yourself a hole early on, as all three schools have.
I've looked at the Big 12 in past years and thought that it was a little bit overvalued as far as a conference as a whole, and Kansas has dominated for many years.
Very top-heavy.
In that conference.
I would agree.
Exactly. They've been top-heavy. But this year's Big 12 is unbelievable. I mean, at the top, Oklahoma has probably the best player in college basketball. West Virginia is a top-five team. Texas Tech is a top-five team. And there's no bottom to that league. TCU's 1-4. Baylor and Iowa State. I don't think Iowa State is a bad basketball team by any means. I think they're a very, very solid team. But they may only win 5 or 6 games in the Big 12. And if they win 6 games, I think that's a pretty successful year based on the teams that they're going to have to play and the amount of road games that they're going to have to play. So after that game against Kansas State, where they really didn't show up in their Big 12 opener, they've played pretty solid basketball at times. They've struggled to close games, but their 1-4 record may not get a whole heck of a lot better, but they might be continuing to improve as a team. So I'm gonna have to watch every game just to see how those guys are getting better, especially Cameron Lahr, because I've been really impressed with him. I think he could be a really good player for Iowa State in the future.
From now on, every time you say Oklahoma on the program today, you have to say it the way that Keith Jackson would, as Dari Noka did as we came out of that segment there. Keith Jackson passing away over the weekend. And believe it or not, if you stick with us for a while tonight, we're going to have audio. It's become a listener favorite. Mike Leach, the Washington State head coach. I didn't really dig. It sort of fell into my lap as I was looking for Keith Jackson sounders earlier today. And I said, you got to be kidding me. It's as if there's a Mike Leach comment or clip for everything. We'll hear Mike Leach on the awesomeness that was Keith Jackson coming up before 7 o'clock tonight. Plus, those World Championship Ice Racing Series tickets. We got 4 of them. January 27th, the date at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena. It's been described, it's motorcycles, spikes on tires, 0 to 60 in 3 seconds. I'm in. I'm intrigued. And if you are as well, you can win these tickets coming up between now and 7 o'clock tonight. Kyle's going to have another Midwest One Bank Big Board update for you. Mac McCausland and Minnesota Twins catcher Mitch Garver set to join us in hour number 2. Don't go anywhere. Plenty more on the way after this.
Because we have so many clients referring us to their friends, I think that's our biggest, best story. Hi, I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions. I really think it's about us building that relationship and being an extension of their business. And even if I am just talking on the phone to them, you can see that smile on their face and know that another problem is solved.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Welcome back, Hawkeyes. Iowa Book's goal this week is to make your shopping easy. Iowa Book has added extra staff, extra cash registers, and is open extra hours. Save money by choosing less expensive used or rental textbooks. Iowa Book also has all your necessary school supplies and Hawkeye gear. Iowa Book is open this Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 8:30 till 9. Downtown Iowa City, across from the old Capitol since 1920.
Iowa Book! One-of-a-kind bookstore.
You know what makes a great retirement plan? A great tax plan. Do you have one? I'm Craig Adamson with True Wealth Stewardship. Let's get together and draw up a comprehensive tax plan that makes the most of the money you've worked so hard for this year. Visit TrueWealthStewardship.com to learn more. Then contact me, and we'll huddle up before April 15th.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA SIPC. Financial planning offered through TrueWealth Stewardship, a registered investment advisor, and a separate entity from LPL Financial.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times, for family, for community, and for country. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Introducing McDonald's new $1, $2, $3 menu with breakfast favorites for $1, $2, or $3. Like the Sausage McGriddles, Small McCafe Espresso Drinks, the Sausage McMuffin with Egg, and
a new gaming console for my son.
No, but the $1, $2, $3 menu could help you save for one. Wait, isn't your son 5 months old?
Who told you?
I just know these things.
Oh.
Build whatever meal you want with favorites on McDonald's new $1, $2, $3 menu. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Couple minutes before quitting time tonight. Welcome back in the Todd Brommelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn, our producer Kyle Mann, with you for the next 2 hours plus as we get you ready for the Cyclone Courtside Show tonight. That's coming up on 1600 AM. Make sure you swing by the website, kgymradio.com. Give us a vote in the poll question. Which Super Bowl matchup would you like to see this year now that we know the four possibilities? Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast, bringing you today's poll question, as they do every day here, and we thank them for that. Send it over to Kyle. He's got a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One has over 40 locations across the corridor for all your banking needs.
The Iowa State men got their first conference victory hosting Baylor on Saturday, 75-65. They were led again by star freshman Lindell Wigginton with 30 points at right around 50% from the floor. Nick Weiler-Babb also had 15 points, 10 assists, and 7 rebounds. And Solomon Young had an 11-point, 12-rebound double-double. The UNI men also got their first conference victory over Valpo, 81-76. Tywan Pickford was a perfect 6-for-6 from the floor, including 4-for-4 from distance, for 23 points, and Austin Fife also had 20 points with 8 rebounds. The Iowa women got tripped up by Purdue at home on Saturday, 76-70, dropping them to 15-3. But that's not to say the Hawkeyes didn't get another stellar performance from Megan Gustafson. She had a career-high 37 points with 14 rebounds and tied a program record with 17 made field goals. That performance earned her yet another Big Ten Player of the Week award, her 6th of the season, which also ties a Big Ten record. She still leads the nation with 17 double-doubles. We had some good wrestling action over the weekend, so I've got to include that 7th-ranked Iowa beat number 3 Oklahoma State by claiming 6 of 10 bouts, 5 by decision, and a tech fall from Brandon Sorensen. Freshman Spencer Lee was among those to win by decision. Tonight after the show, we're going to have the boys from Cedar Rapids, Washington, hosting Fairfield beginning at 7:30 on our FM frequencies. It's Monday, so that means we're also going to have the Sideline Call-In Show. That'll start right after the show, and upon its conclusion, we're actually going to join a big NBA matchup between Golden State and Cleveland. All that's going to be on 1600 AM, the historic main gym.
Lots of baseball news. The hot stove finally starting to heat up. The Minnesota Twins raising some eyebrows over the weekend by signing Addison Reed, the former Red Sox and Met, among other teams, pitched for the White Sox as well. Well, they had to make room for him on the 40-man roster, and it came at the expense of a former Cedar Rapids Colonels pitcher, left-hander Buddy Beauchers, designated for assignment by the Twins today. And didn't they already sign Fernando Rodney? Yeah, and they told Rodney he was going to be the closer, and I guess Reed is an insurance policy here. But we'll talk with a guy who's going to be catching both of them in spring training in just a few weeks. Mitch Garver, Minnesota Twins catcher, set to join us coming up at the bottom of hour number two. Mac McCausland talks all things hoops related with us next.